It's time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we are joined on the phone right now by Bill Horner of the Chatham News and Record. ChathamNewsRecord.com is their website for more news about goings-on in Chatham County. Bill, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hey, great, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So we're going to be talking about a new initiative that you've got going called Neighbor for Neighbor, Neighbor to Neighbor or Neighbor for Neighbor?
Yeah, Neighbor to Neighbor.
Neighbor to Neighbor. That's what I thought. So we'll talk about that in just a second. Before we get started on that, what's the latest in Chatham County in terms of news that you're following in the paper right now?
Well, still, you know, tracing all the developments with the COVID outbreak, we're up to more than 400 cases in Chatham County now, which is a lot. And we've reached, unfortunately, double digits in deaths. But, you know, I think the people are mobilizing. I think by and large, I think folks are responding in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Chatham County Health Department is doing a really incredible job, kind of staying on top and giving folks guidance. You know, we're all kind of keeping an eye on what Governor Cooper is looking to do in terms of reopening and just kind of getting ready for that. So it's this new normal that we all are not liking, but we don't have a whole lot of choice other than to respond the best way we can.
Yeah, and I think certainly in Chatham and Orange and all over the Triangle, and this is just my personal reaction, but just to see the sheer number of people who have stepped up their efforts and really come up with creative ways of not just helping people, but helping different facets of the community all at once, like buying food from restaurants and getting it to hospital workers, or buying gift cards from stores and giving those to people in need. Like really, really inventive and creative and incredibly helpful ways of helping each other through this has really been heartening, I think, to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been great to see people respond the way that they have, and that, of course, that's part of what we're here to talk about today.
Yep, and let's move right into it. The new initiative is called Neighbor to Neighbor. You're working on it in conjunction with Abundance NC, Tammy Schwerin, who's not able to join us on the phone today, but we'll talk about this initiative and what exactly it entails. So what is the initiative, and how did it get started?
Well, the initiative is a very simple way of trying to figure out a way to pair up people in the Chatham County community who have the capacity or the ability to help in any form or fashion, whether it's making a meal for somebody, delivering groceries, helping out if someone just needs somebody to talk to or whoever it might be, connecting those people with people who have needs. So it got started. It's really interesting. There was a caremongering Pittsburgh Facebook group that started right as the outbreak got going, and I saw that group on Facebook and started watching what they were doing, and they're doing some really amazing things, creating a platform for people to share and for people to kind of figure out ways to help. But I was struck with this thought that, you know, people may not want to broadcast on a public forum if they have specific needs, like if my family needs food, if I've lost my job and I need money for a light bill. I don't know that I want to put that on Facebook. And at the same time, I'd seen a story in the Miami Herald about an initiative that newspaper did in South Florida using a simple Google form to connect people who could help with people who needed help. And so we approached Casey Mann from my staff and I. We began to talk about it. We approached the two wonderful ladies who were doing a caremongering page. And we had a couple of conversations. And I started thinking about Tammy Schwerin. And I hate that Tammy, we couldn't get her in on this call because she's really one that's making it happen. But most everybody in Chatham County is very familiar with Abundance NC. And the work that Tammy and her staff do, they're involved in a lot of nonprofit efforts. And so I approached Tammy, and she joined us on one of our calls, and it was just a really perfect fit because she and her board were actually a day or so away from having a board meeting trying to figure out how can they mobilize and collaborate with other groups to help. So it just made sense for us all to kind of come together. So we've created this a web page where you go and you follow a link, and when you go to the page, you either sign up to help or to be helped. And on the back end of all that, Tammy and all the staff at Abundance are handling all the information that comes in on the back end, and they actually match up people who are asking for help with people who have volunteered to help. So it's a really pretty simple process that technology kind of allows us to do now.
That's awesome. So for people who are signing up to help, are we talking about just individuals who are reaching out to you, or organizations, or a combination of the two?
Well, it's mostly individuals right now. Within a couple of days of launching last week, we had 45 or 50 individuals who had signed up and said, I can help, I want to help. And as we started to spread the word and get information out about the effort, we began to have families who were talking about ways they needed help. There was a Spanish-speaking mother who had a young child who was at home sick and had no way of getting food, and she reached out through the website, and we were able to deliver a number of bags of groceries to her. We've done that for several people. And when I say we, it's collectively all the people who volunteered. Again, the role that we as Chatham News and Record have was to get the ball rolling and get promoted. The Cameron page, we're also working with a couple of other nonprofit groups in this effort too. But it's Tammy and her staff that are kind of mobilizing and connecting folks. We actually were able to connect someone who would written in and said, look, I'm having some emotional issues. I'm having a lot of anxiety and stress and depression. What can I do? We were able to connect them with a professional therapist for a counseling session. So these are the types of things that we hope would be accomplished through getting this effort going and getting the ball rolling.
Speaking with Bill Horner, Chatham News and Record, we're talking about Neighbor to Neighbor, which is an initiative that's just launched in Chatham County to connect folks in need with folks who can help. So if someone reaches out to you and says, I need help in such and such a way, and there hasn't been anyone who's connected with you and said, I can help in such and such a way, do you then reach out to the community and try to find that help?
Yeah, we do, and there's so many. You think about the Chatham County government, the Chatham Community Library, Chatham Connecting website. There are a lot of groups who have resources on their websites for folks to get help. So, yeah, we are doing that. We are pointing people to those websites for different types of information. Yeah, you know, we've involved, you know, the Food Pantry Core and the West Chatham Food Pantry, and some other groups as well, United Way. They're all kind of know about the work that we're doing, and we're referring folks when we can, where we can, when it's appropriate.
This is really cool. So do you have an idea of how big a thing this is, like how many people are involved right now?
Well, like I said, we've got 45 or 50 people just in the first few days who volunteered, who went to the website, and there's an English version, a Spanish version. They went to the website to sign up. The last I heard, and we'll have a story in this week's paper, we've had 4 or 5 matches so far, and there are others in process every day. The objective, and again, this is what Tammy and her staff are so good at, when they get the information on through the back end of the system, they are very, very quickly getting in touch with people. And sometimes within an hour or two, we've delivered or met the need that they had based on what they submitted. Sometimes it's a day or so, but we're responding as quickly as we can because, again, there's so many people who are mobilized who want to help out, which is just such a great thing. And there are a lot of efforts like this in Chatham County and all over, as you know, But this is just kind of a neat way to meet tangible needs.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Bill Horner. So if people want to connect with you and with Neighbor to Neighbor, if they need help or if they can help, where can they go? What can they do?
Sure. So I'm going to give you two websites, and hopefully you can post those on your site and when you post this. But they're both Bitly sites, so you have to go https://Bitly, and that's bit.ly, and then /Chatham Neighbor to Neighbor, and the two was the number two, Chatham Neighbor to Neighbor, and that's all one word. So it's https://Bitly/Chatham Neighbor to Neighbor, and then the Spanish version has the same Bitly prefix, but the last part is a slash Chatham Vecino a Vecino. So that's Chatham, C-H-A-T-H-A-M, V-E-C-I-N-O, A-V-E-C-I-N-O. So either one of those links will take you to a page where you simply include your name, your contact information, and you just indicate, I want to help or I need help.
That's awesome.
And depending on which one of those you click, you go to a page that gives you options of how you might be able to help, how you might be able to contribute, or you can indicate the types of needs that you and your family might have.
That's really cool. And yeah, we'll have this audio up on the web on Chapelboro later on today, and we'll include the URLs there. Again, speaking with Bill Horner, Chatham News and Record. Anything else that folks ought to know about the Neighbor to Neighbor initiative if they want to connect in any way? Nope. I think we might have just lost Bill. But bit.ly/Chatham Neighbor to Neighbor is the website. And again, we'll have that up on our website, chapelboro.com, soon. The Spanish version, bit.ly/Chatham Vecino a Vecino. And this has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.